The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. And Jesus said to his disciples, a rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and he said to him, what is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship because you can no longer be my steward. And the steward said to himself, what shall I do? My master is taking the position of steward away from me. I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I am removed from stewardship, others may welcome me into their homes. And he called in his master debtors one by one. To the first he said, how much do you owe my master? He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. And he said to him, here is your promissory note. Sit down quickly and write 50. Then another said to him, and what do you owe? And he replied, 100 measures of wheat. To him he said, here is your promissory note. Write down 80. And the master commended the dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light. The Gospel of the Lord. Listen to this parable about the unjust steward. There is another interpretation of this parable. In some commentaries, it suggested that, in fact, he wasn't unjust, and that the way in which the parable was remembered suggests that he was unjust. And that would be to interpret this that what the steward was doing was to write off his commission on each of these accounts. And therefore, what he was doing was, it was not dishonest. He was giving away what appeared to be his commission. We're not sure. There are various ways to interpret this. However, the teaching is still insightful. And Jesus says, children of the world are far more circumspect and far worldly wise in planning things. They manage your resources, your money, your material things, planning the future. People make wills, make all sorts of plans to govern eventualities. But in the spiritual life, we are not so wise, said Jesus. In the spiritual life, we don't take a deeper look at the meaning of life. How do I make this day meaningful? How do I celebrate God's presence in my life today? If I could decide that I will not be governed by self-interest, I'll be governed by opportunities I have to bless another person, to enrich the world, to witness God's presence in myself and to see God's presence in others. If we could do that today, it would be good spiritual planning to decide to do that, to respect other people. God knows we're in a post-election trauma right now in our country. The notion of respecting another opinion, to pay a tribute to people who differ with us, whatever the difference might be, Clearly, the country is divided half and half. And the feelings are very fervent and the opinions are very strong. So how do I somehow come to a conclusion that in discipleship in Jesus Christ, I am called to be generous, to be gracious, to be just, of course, but to be just in a gracious manner, not to be arrogant, not to put people down, not to dismiss people, but somehow to find a way to exercise a gracious spirit. Not my self-interest to govern the moment, but my care for a much larger reality. That's a spirituality which is needed. I think I might talk about that on Sunday in the homily. There's a great need for somehow to witness our discipleship in Jesus Christ, whatever that means now. But don't move into the day without first reflecting on how to manage the spirituality of the moment, how to listen to the summons of the Holy Spirit calling us to witness God's grace in our lives. The gifts we have been given are to be shared. The prayer which we have is the prayer we have for others. Keep this in mind. It would change my day. Change my day if I could really invoke this sense of having a gracious spirit. Now, that would be to begin to measure the spirituality of the moment, not the thinking of the world or the language of the world, but the language of the Spirit, to bring the Word of God to life. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer. And in this month, we pray in a special way for our beloved dead, all those who are good to us and dear to us and have entered into God's house. We should, too, pray for our country. Pray for a sense of unity, a sense of belonging, a sense of pride, a sense of high value in all of the gifts and the blessings which the Lord has given to us in this country in such great abundance. Gifts given to us to be shared. We make these prayers through Christ our Lord.